Gary rarely joins us at this time. We usually feature her earlier in the show, so let me introduce her in case you're on the way home and you haven't heard her. We call her our consumer watchdog. She's with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, and all day today, Teresa, my phone's been getting alerts, and it says, recall, 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 259,000 cars, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those days, and I'm glad to be with you anytime, Lisa. Yeah, so we've got a little over a quarter million cars, 259,000, as you said, Hondas in the United States that are being recalled. And it's because the brakes were manufactured poorly. There was a pin in the brake pedal that was put in the wrong place, and now it can make it difficult to stop. So that would be a problem.
That's a serious problem.
That's a serious problem. Oh, it gets so much worse, Lisa. So these are late model SUVs and sedans. It's 2021 to 25 Acura TLX, and then the 2023 to 2025 Acura MDX, and I guess it's Acura over in Illinois. And
yeah, that's so funny because we do have regional accents, and yeah, we say Acura.
Yeah. And then, well, this one's easier, 2023 to 2025 Honda Pilot. And which, you know, the Pilots, incidentally, are Honda's second best-selling SUV. So they kind of dropped the ball on this, and it made up the biggest chunk of the recalls. But now here's the thing. So Honda estimates that only 1% of recalled cars actually have the defect.
Wow.
But it's encouraging unless you're in that 1%.
Right, so and you have no idea.
Yeah, so if you have one of those Acuras or Pilots, you know, you got a 1 in 100 chance of your brakes failing today. So there's that.
Yeah. And, of course, they haven't sent out the notice of the recall yet, have they?
Oh, no, because that's just, you know, takes too much effort. So dealers were notified last week. It just came out this week. And people who bought from a dealership, whether it was new or used, they should get their notices in the mail late July, early August. And you will have to take it to a dealership to get it fixed unless your brakes have already failed by then.
And this isn't the only Honda recall. They've had quite a few recalls, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, they have, actually. They had, well, the total number of recalls, it's 12 so far this year, just in 2025.
For Honda? Just for Honda?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then last year, there were 2.7 million Honda cars with all of the recalls added together in 2024. Now, you know, like we've talked about before, some of them are a little bit not as serious. You
right,
know, maybe
right.
your passenger window leaves a half-inch gap at the top or, you know, just something that's a little not important. But then you have things like this where the brakes could fail or the cars can catch on fire, and those are a lot more serious. So I really wish that NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, would figure out a better way to get people notified more quickly. Although, of course, that brings up the thing that we've talked about before, is if you go to safercar.gov, so safercar, singular, .gov, then you can click on the recalls, go to the bottom of the page, and you can sign up for emails just with your VIN.
Oh,
so
nice.
So you won't get your inbox bombarded, but only if your VIN has a recall on it.
And people love Hondas because they last so long, and they don't have the most recalls, do they? I mean, there are other companies that have a lot of recalls.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's proportionate to the number of cars manufactured, but Ford really ranks up there a lot. But, you know, it kind of doesn't matter. You just care what's in your driveway or in your garage.
Right.
If Hondas are something that you like and, you know, there's a problem, then it doesn't really matter anything else that has been recalled. I mean, people have to make their own buying choices.
I love that you gave us that website again, safercar.gov. You put in your VIN, and then when there's a recall on your specific vehicle, they hit you up with an email.
Yes, yes.
You would think they would do that when you buy the car.
You know, that's a really good idea. I don't know that I've actually ever heard anybody suggest that.
Well, the next time I get a congressional representative on the air, I'll say, hey, how about you introduce this? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know, and just pondering it, like if it, you know, how you get a Carfax and stuff. So if you bought the car new from a dealership, you automatically sign up for safercar.gov. But then there would have to be something so that if you sold the car, somehow that would transfer. Obviously, it would be a new email address, but like the new buyer would get an alert of some sort. Hey, you need to transfer this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good idea.
Thank you so much for joining us, Teresa. We always appreciate it.
All right, you take care.